Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight. And welcome, everybody, and our deepest condolences for the family of my girlfriend's grandma, who passed away this morning. And I'm sorry to say it happened in a nursing home in Florida, where she lived. I was told that she got a very bad infection. Well, she was 94. She lived a good life. But I can't help but thinking that, you know, from experience, that that infection was not taken care of properly.
That's true.
To give her, to lengthen her life. So I have no proof of that. I have no evidence or any word on it. I'm just speculating from past experience and how other people have contracted infections and how easy it is to contract an infection in one of those nursing homes.
Yeah.
So why do the politicians allow people, and I say allow because they don't do anything about it. Why do they allow people to die in nursing homes? A person should be in their own home where they belong with the help that they need. You know, politicians are afraid to make change because they're afraid that they're not going to look good.
That's right.
That's really what it's about. Like the one politician who said to me, people need nursing homes. Couldn't be further from the truth.
That's right.
You don't need a nursing home. You need people to help you when you're in your own home.
Oh, here's a better statement. Where are we going to place them? In their home. That's what I said.
In their own home.
Yeah. I mean,
where they
are
belong.
We going to place them? What kind of statement is that? That's pure, unadulterated evil.
That's a statement of people who don't want to change these horrible places. That's what that is.
Yeah.
That's what that's about. People who who want to keep these damn places, you know, and mostly because there's big money in there.
Yeah.
You know, I heard on the news today that President Biden is releasing 1 million barrels of oil a day to try to offset the oil prices that have been rising. Okay. You know, we said, I don't know, a week or two ago, why doesn't the president do something about the oil business? And now here it is. You know, Inner Sight strikes again.
I'll tell you something. I think somebody's listening to us, darn it. So every time we say something like that, it comes to be true. And it's we're right on the money, literally.
I have to believe that we are influencing people and places and things. You know? But not enough.
I know.
Not enough thus far.
I know.
So the politicians are afraid of looking bad. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And they use us to look good.
As one politician said to me once, it'll be political suicide. Huh? I wanted to just bust out, you know, laughing in this person's face. I mean, I cannot even see.
Yeah, because he's afraid of looking bad.
Exactly. Political suicide, eh? Uh-uh.
First, they come first.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, they're not gonna pass a law that certain people don't approve of who may be contributing to their campaign. You know?
Oh, man.
So they're using us.
Yes.
They're hiding behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Too, in many ways.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Know, they're leaving things and leaving us vulnerable because they're afraid of looking bad.
That's true.
And making change.
Or
that's what the show
the water,
is about.
Waving the water.
Tonight.
You know, to, I'm sorry.
What?
I said, or making the water too volatile, and, you know, and its changes will make the ocean wave too much, you know? That's how I feel
well,
I could make that.
We need it. We need
know.
A big ocean wave. We need. Sometimes I think
yes,
we need
do.
A tidal wave.
Exactly. To knock these people off their
To change side. These things, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Inner Sight brought to you by Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And Adopt an Akita, Tom's River, New Jersey. We thank them for all their help. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. Is the email. You want to send them an email. All right. Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, New York, with the Kennedy Realty. And we thank him for his help. 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info on real estate, call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. I want to thank the Islip Cleaners in Islip, New York, for their help. My buddy Danny over there. Haven't talked to him for a while, but I'm sure I will. We thank Suffolk Bus for their help. We thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization.
Mm-hmm.
You need any info on legislation or... a lot of people have been asking about the Social Security. They may have info on that.
Yeah, definitely.
631-880-7929. Silo. Check them out. All the Beautiful Children of the World. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo. Little Tommy, Baby Royalty. Ollie Campbell. And all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you every weeknight. 8 to 9, live around the world. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number 24/7 is 631-224-3090. And you can leave a message and leave a call number. We'll get back to you. All right, Inner Sight on the air. And let's see. We have, let's have a word from Able News before we...
I knew you were going there.
Go to the phone.
Here it comes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, if you need dog food, cat food, nobody starves on Long Island. Gary's the guy to call. 631-484-3085. And we thank him for helping and being there. So keep that number handy, especially if you have animals. 631-484-3085. I want to relate an experience to show how politicians use us to look good. When I met with my congressman back months ago now, and we talked about the ADA and how it should be amended, and he said he was going to, his research guy was called into the room, took notes, and he was to review the ADA and let me know how we could amend it, you know, and go over the particulars of what it would say and how it would protect people who are denied service dogs. And after we met, he took pictures of me and my dog. Right? Now, I'm beginning to realize that he used those pictures.
Yes, he did.
You know, to show people. He said he was going to send them to some of the newspapers. I don't know if he did or not. But he had the pictures.
Yeah.
I never heard a word about the pictures ever again. Never got copies of them.
Yeah.
You know, I asked him for copies. Never got copies. And I just can't help believe that he used Charbel and myself, my guide dog, to look good.
Yeah.
Because he didn't do a damn thing about the ADA to amend it or to even call me. And then on top of it, he sends me an email that the VA doesn't recognize that service dogs help those who have stress from serving this country.
Yeah. Post-traumatic stress disorder, crazy.
Whatever they call
isn't it.
And so instead of using the existing law to try to strengthen things and make it so there would be enforcement, he goes and he drafts another law.
That's crazy.
You know, in the meantime, he's got my pictures with my dog, and who the hell knows what he's doing with them. You know, I tell you, man, it's damn ass horrible. You know, I mean, the whole damn thing is just outrageous. That they use us to look good. Happens all the time.
Yes.
You know, look at how they have people convinced that these nursing homes are necessary.
Oh yeah, they got them brainwashed.
Yeah, and they're using all those people to look good.
Yeah.
Well, we got to turn the tables on this.
Oh yeah, I agree.
That's what has to be done.
Yeah.
You know? We got to find a politician who's going to recognize that there needs to be a big change here.
Yeah, I agree.
And not be afraid of that change. Because people are being taken advantage of. My brother is a veteran, and he told me he's a veteran, and he said he got a letter from the VA telling him that now he's going to have to pay copay when he goes for any medical help at the VA. So that means millions of people are going to have to pay whatever money it is. I mean, you know, to take money from somebody who doesn't have it is outrageous.
Yeah.
You know? And what
especially
is going on with that?
Or whatever.
Is the VA supporting certain politicians?
Oh, yeah.
Who wanted this? You know?
Because
more money for the VA?
Probably.
I mean, who knows? There's never been an investigation like that. that I know of. So there's another way that they're using us to look good.
Yeah.
You know? It's absolutely horrible how we have to deal, how we're being used.
Yeah.
By these politicians. And how they're so afraid of something different, you know, change.
Mm-hmm.
213-816-1650, the phone number here. If you have any ideas or comments on this, we'd love to hear them. We'll open up the phones.
Yep, they're open.
And see if anybody's on the line. Inner sight.
Just me.
What's that?
Nope. Nobody's on the line.
Nobody on the line, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, before we went on the air, to change the subject a little bit, you told me that there was some kind of trouble in New High Park with a gunman.
Yeah.
You have any word on that? Is everything all right?
Not really, not yet. Just
no word.
Negotiating. No, just negotiation. That's all I know.
Huh?
Negotiation.
Oh,
I'll take a look on the screen. Yeah, I'll look.
Is there a reason why this person
snapped? I don't know. Somebody was shot. That's all I know. And it was a female.
Somebody got shot over there?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the only update I have.
But no motive, no reason why this person doing this? Or?
I don't have it yet.
All right, we wish all started. You have a relative in this situation, don't you?
Yeah, I do. He's across the street. Let me see New Hyde Park.
Oh, he's across the street. He's not in the building where the gunman is.
He's, like, pretty close to it. Pretty close.
Yeah, but he's not in the building, right, where the gunman is? Or is
not
he?
In the building, but, like literally...
Oh,
he could see what's going on, so a little too close for his comfort.
And he's not being allowed to leave, right? Because
No. They don't want more people to being saved.
They got to, they're trying to protect everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously. All right, well, thank God he's not in the building, but I feel bad for those who are.
Oh, wait, here it is.
What is this,
near the Stop and Shop? I don't know, hold on. Let me see if I got this okay.
It's a Stop and Shop?
I don't know if it's a Stop and Shop or what. I'm just trying to get any information right now.
Yeah.
Oh. Was this? No. Nope. Not in it.
What?
No, it's not it yet. Nope.
No,
I don't
have
any answers.
Speak clearly.
No,
what
I don't have
saying?
Anything updated. That was the only update.
You have no more information.
No more information.
All right. Well, we wish, we certainly wish and hope that that situation turns out peaceful and everybody's
safe. No more
safe.
Disability, everybody. We got enough to think about.
No more what?
With disability. I said no more extra disabilities. We have enough to think about to make them, live comfortably. Please don't make more, right?
Oh, no. People who become disabled, you never know when that's going to happen.
I know. That's why I said it that way.
That can happen any time of the day or night or any other
day,
any other
year,
time.
Anything can make it that way.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
But we really need protection.
Yeah, we do.
You know,
definitely.
That everybody else takes for granted.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and these politicians have really failed us.
Oh, God, yeah.
In so
There's
many
no
different
protection
ways.
Right now. If there was a disabled person, say, in... that shopping center, say, They couldn't get out quickly like a regular person. I was in a situation just like that. I was in, and then the people made it 100 times worse who were the staff. They said, oh, shooter in the first floor, and going up to the second floor, and I was on the second floor. You know what I did? I hid behind the rack. I was too big to be behind the rack, but just what you were thinking right at the moment to do. And believe me, that rack wouldn't have done anything, but it was in my mind right at that moment. What do I do? You know?
And, wait a minute. You were in a situation where there was a gunman?
Yeah. Yep.
When was this?
Oh, when I was working in the city. It was right before, let's see, 2008. Yeah. 2008.
So
I've been through many robbed situations. What happened? Well, it turned out that the staff went chasing after this person and never came back upstairs to alert the people who were hiding upstairs. Finally, a guy came from the bottom floor into the up floor, and I said, oh, good, the scene is safe now, because they wouldn't be allowing people to come, you know, up. So I was kind of happy about that.
Wouldn't they call the police?
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah. But they never came up to tell the people who were hiding upstairs to you could come down and safe. They said, oh,
obviously
we're so sorry.
The cops caught this guy or whatever.
Yeah, they caught him, the police, and the staff. The staff got one of them. There was two of them. Got one of the suspects. The police got the other. Oh, it was crazy, man.
Yeah, well, that's got to be a frightening situation. You don't know.
Oh, you don't know
if
what
they're armed, if they're not armed, or what, you know, what's going on.
Oh, he was armed. He was armed.
Well, you said there was more than one.
Yep. One of them was armed, and one of them was there for the ride. Let's put it that way.
What was it, a robbery?
Yeah, it was a robbery.
Oh.
They wanted the register. So they said, the guys are back from the other day. They're here for the register. That's what they were screaming. Like they said,
wait,
they went and they bought
guys
this time.
These guys were there before?
Yeah. That's what
wow.
they said. They, that's
there
how
should
they
be more. There should be more protection in these places. We've talked about many, many times.
And I worked at night. I depended on those like CVS's and Walgreens and stuff like that for, you know, me to get food, believe it or not, because a lot of those, you know, things were not, you know, what are they called, the delis, weren't open, some of them, in the business district. So you were
Well, let me just tell what what I believe should be happening here, you know.
Yeah.
First of all, there should only be one door.
Oh,
that's usable, in and out, accessible, of course, hopefully.
Yeah.
And then there should be a guard at the door with a firearm dog.
Yeah.
You know? So if somebody's going to come in with a firearm, the dog's going to know it immediately.
Yeah,
you need an armed guard to protect from this, you know? And only one door.
That's right.
You know? That's what they should have. But they don't. They, you know, they're more interested in the money, in the consumer traffic, than they are in keeping people safe.
That's right.
So they don't do it.
Yep. They don't.
You know, that's what's needed. Every establishment should have that.
Yeah.
As safety. You know, and the government should make sure. And they don't.
They don't. No.
So there you have it. You know, another situation where the politicians don't want to look bad. You know, people start complaining. Oh, how come there's only one door? You know, how come I got to stand out here and wait until people are cleared? You know.
That's right. Oh,
I mean,
that's sad.
People are horrible.
That's That's sad. Okay.
What?
It's been updated. It was a woman who was shot. Somebody was fatally shot. I don't know if it's the woman or the other person. But they were fatally shot. I don't know if it was somebody who they were coming for already. This is just at New Hyde Park. And it was where one of my doctors is. Oh, great, Suzanne. Yeah. So, it's the office building directly across the street from where you could get food and stuff. You know, there's like a little...
Oh, it's an office building. It's not a big store.
Yeah. It's an office building. He said store.
But what about the...
He's in the store across the street, and the office building parking garage had the shooting. See how things...
What did they say about
the
gunman? Did they catch him?
Yeah, they did, I think.
So he shot this woman, and we don't know why yet, right? What the motive was and all that.
No. Yeah. See, it's probably going to keep developing. News 12 has it.
They're going to question this guy and all that. Try to find out why he did it.
Of course.
Anyway, so what happened? Does it say, did this guy surrender or what happened? Did they subdue him or what?
I'm trying to see what's going on, but there's not too much information.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, still what I said should be done.
Yep, still works. Yeah.
There should be a guard at the door with a firearm.
Firearms, yeah.
A dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that way, you can stop these people before they get in there.
Yeah.
Definitely. They don't do it. They don't do it. There's too much politics involved.
Oh, here it goes. Northwell Health employee, it keeps changing. Northwell Health employee fatally shot in New Hyde Park. Now it's a Northwell Health employee fatally shot. Oh, goodness. Late Thursday afternoon, New Hyde Park, according to the hospital. Yeah, well. Northwell Health statement saying several team members rendered aid at the scene of the shooting, 1999 Marcus Avenue. I go there for a lot of my stuff, too. The victim was transported to an area hospital and pronounced dead. We refer all further questions to Nassau County Police Department, which is actively investigating the incident. The hospital said in a statement, okay, Northwell says they are providing counseling services to team workers as they mourn the life of lost colleagues.
They would provide more than that. They would provide safety.
They better, is right. Police are searching for a suspect. That's what...
wait a minute. This guy got away. This person got away.
They're still looking for him. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's why he's waiting there. He can't move. He can't do anything because they're still searching for him. That was just 23 minutes ago. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're going to detain other people, but they know what this guy looks like?
No, they don't. But I guess they do. Well, people who saw the person know what he looks like.
Yeah, they got to find out what he looks like.
Well, yeah, I guess the police would know.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they're not letting it, out. You know, my uncle, who was a policeman years ago, he would not say anything about any suspect, but just say there's a suspect, until there was...
Find out where the guy lives and immediately, go to his home.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what one of the things they'll do.
Yeah.
Anyway, Inner Sight, any word from your brother-in-law? Is he all right?
So far, I pray to God that he gets out of that area. I mean, it's not, you know, pretty safe there right now. So he should really aim home when he has a chance.
Yeah, and they let these people have guns, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Freaking horrible. You know,
yeah.
They should not let people walk around like that with guns. You know. But, you know,
yeah.
that's how the politicians don't do enough to protect people like this. They really don't.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know. Anyway, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody who would like to call in, we're talking tonight about how the politicians want to look good.
Yeah,
and a lot of times they use us.
Oh yeah.
To look good. And also, I want to add to that title. A lot of times they're afraid of change.
Oh yeah.
To help people who are disabled. So that's a big factor right there.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Television, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network reruns. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Tomorrow night on Long Island, Altice, 7:30, Channel 20. We've got the reruns going on until the studio opens up. Now that's our television schedule. And let's see, Monday night, the show is called Mad or Glad on Inner Sight. You can call in and talk about anything you're mad about or glad about.
Yeah.
Tuesday night is open mic. You can pick your own subject on Tuesday nights right here on the Inner Sight. Wednesday is our nursing home show. Very important.
You get rid of them.
We have a tentative date for a demonstration to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Make them useful for people who need accessible housing and for people who need housing, period. All right.
Yeah.
September 17th, Saturday, from 11 to 2. We haven't picked a location yet. We're hoping to get enough support. We're working on revising the petition, and hopefully that will be up in the next few days.
Yes, it will be.
So we can start promoting it.
Yeah.
We also need a volunteer to help us with the website. Now, I say volunteer, but if someone comes forward, you can help us once a week. Inner Sight will give you $20 just to be on the phone.
Yep.
You know, shouldn't take more than an hour.
No,
if
it shouldn't.
You know, we'll get you the information. You call. We'll be on the phone. We'll tell you what to put up there.
That's
you got to know what you're doing.
That's right.
You know, you got to be really savvy in this stuff. We're volunteers. I can't do it. I can't see it. Suzanne can't see it. We need somebody. You know, you want to make $20?
Yeah, give us a call.
Give us a call. You know, if we could get you to do it every 2 weeks, it would be great. That would be fine.
That'd be great. It would certainly be great. Yeah.
So maybe
a
college kid or a high school. You know, 631-224-3090, or send an email innersight@pmpmail.com. Don't put any attachments in. Just send a plain old email with your name and phone number, and we'll talk. And you know, this You don't have to go anyplace. You do it right on the phone.
That's true.
You have to have a computer, of course. All right, so there's the offer from InnerSight. We'll give you $20 every time you do this.
Thank you.
All right.
It'll help me immensely.
All right, InnerSight around the world, and talking tonight about these politicians. Now, whatever happened to that bill? I heard nothing about it after a few weeks ago. The bill where they were going to try to get more aides for the nursing homes.
Mm.
You have any word on that? Did you hear anything about it?
No.
Neither did I. Now, that was, I believe it was on the state level.
Yeah.
And the governor
would have been more on the, also on a lot of the, even Able News probably would have had it too. I didn't hear anything.
I don't know, but I haven't heard a word of what happened or any progress or whether it was killed in the legislature or, you know, I mean, if it was killed in the legislature, that's pretty appropriate because people are being killed in the nursing homes.
That's right.
So we submit.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, yeah, if anyone has any info on that bill, 213-816-1650. But we submit that why waste more money? There they go again.
Yeah, right.
See, the politicians want to look good.
Yeah.
So they create this bill where they're going to get more aides into the nursing home. But they're wasting your taxpayer money because the aides already exist.
Yep.
Why not bring them in?
Exactly. Each
the
person.
Home health aides.
Yeah. Each
and the
person.
The answer is simple.
Yeah,
the answer is simple, world. Because the nursing home people and the politicians and all these agencies, they won't bring in the home health aides because they don't want the resident to go home.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There's the answer.
They
so they're
going to
camouflage
go
the whole situation.
Yes, they are. Remember what they told Mary when Maureen was trying to get her out? This is your home. Remember that?
Yeah, right.
If that were my home, believe me, it would be totally under my control, and I would be getting people out and say, okay, come back in a few months, and you'll see what my home looks like. I would be every single thing, area would be accessible, and then people could come back, and then they could pay just a little bit of rent from fundraising, and that's it, you know?
Well, we don't want nursing homes to be anybody's home.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how we said that we're going to make these accessible apartments, and that's what we would do. Come back.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have accessible apartments. You know.
It'd be a whole
different story. So it'd be nice. Yeah.
Story.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the politicians are very good at camouflaging and pretending and doing other things than what really has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very good at that.
Oh, yes.
And trying to paint a picture that they're
of
helping
rosy,
us. They're not helping
rosy
us.
Rosy days. No, they're not.
How are they helping us if with the criteria to put a person in a nursing home is always being sought after?
Yeah, right?
Isn't that true?
It's so true.
They're looking for something to get you on, to get you into that nursing home.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Loophole. Nice loopholes. Or, you know, sometimes I just thought of this right now. Maybe they put that loophole in. Thinking of that.
Of course they put
trying
it
not
in.
To think. Yeah, they have to have.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll give them this, we'll give them that, we'll give them this. But at the same time, make sure you send the nurse in there to keep checking. Because if this happens, if A happens or B happens, this person can go into a nursing home.
Yeah.
See? And the proof of that is that they're not putting up money to keep the person out of the nursing home. They're only putting
true.
Up money to make
keep
it so
in.
That you can keep searching for this criteria so that they'll have to go in to the nursing home.
That's true.
That's the whole thing right there.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see an agency go against these politicians and establish a fund. You know, to say, all right, you want this person in a nursing home? We don't agree. We're going to fight you on it.
Mm-hmm.
We got the money to do it.
Yeah.
Now what are you going to do? See, now the politicians, if that happened, the politicians wouldn't look too good, would they?
No, they won't.
You know, why don't you leave this person in their own home with the help they need? This agency raised the money for it. You see what an example that would set if we could get one damn-ass agency to do
That's
it.
That's right.
Look at the example that would set that it could be done on a larger scale.
Definitely. It would it would set the example and a high example, too. You know, this is what has been done. Now, let's see what you could do. And they'd be like, wait a second, I don't have the money for that. Oh, no. You do what you could do, and we'll make sure that, you know, other places give you donation to make sure that it's set in stone, literally.
Well, what is needed here is a foundation.
That's right.
You know, the purpose of which is to keep people away and out of nursing homes, and also, it has to be a combination, also do what needs to be done to turn them into accessible housing.
That's right. Whatever it takes to change them into accessible housing and keep them that way, not have them turn back into nursing homes, because they have to be gone. Simply.
Well, you got to put that in the law.
Oh, yes.
You know,
it's not going to ever come back.
Like the law with enforcement.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And it's illegal to have a nursing home. I think that would have to be in there, too.
Yeah, because the reason why, because nursing homes get rid of people's living places, they take their money,
right?
You know, and what all the abuse and the horrible food, you know, you list reasons why.
Now
there's a law like that.
Yeah, now that is what you call a nice heavy duty enforceable law. That's what I call it.
Oh, yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
Has to be. And you know what?
No.
People wouldn't want nursing homes anymore.
I think they don't want them now, but they don't know how to articulate.
Well, of course,
all
the disabled don't want them now.
Oh, hell yeah. They don't want
them
at
all. There are people who do want them.
I don't know how they would want them.
Yeah. Oh, people
really?
Making money on them.
Well, only the owners, but
and people
some
who believe
people,
that they're necessary.
I just cannot understand why they would think that they're necessary.
for various
that bothers
reasons.
Me.
Some people don't want to be bothered with their relatives.
Yeah, well, you still could put yourself in a apartment and get the appropriate number of aides. What is the? I don't get what people are so.
Well, you gotta have the money.
Of that.
You can't just put yourself in it. You gotta have the money.
Of course, but they're so
people
scared.
Who don't. You got people who don't want to spend the money on their loved ones, relatives.
That's it. That's it right there.
You know.
That's
you got
why
people who have the money
insurance.
Don't want to spend it.
There should be some sort of insurance, you know, that you could start, but not be long-term insurance because that's too expensive. That does everything and anything you want, even household stuff, that type of insurance. What you need is a nursing home insurance. I would even say that, what it is. You need to keep you out
yeah,
of the nursing home.
Yeah,
you
can afford it.
Well, they're going to have to make it affordable, that's all. You know?
Yeah, right.
And that's
find
something.
An insurance company to start that.
Yeah, which is a very, very good idea.
Yeah.
You know, because if you have something like that, that's not hooked up with the long term, but yet will give you the minimum benefit that you need to get yourself out of the nursing home,
I'm an insurance company that will insure people, let's say for $20 a month.
Yeah.
You know? That you will never go into a nursing home because you have a fund that's going to keep you out.
That's perfect.
You know?
Yeah.
And you can add to that fund and you can use that fund to fundraise, to reinforce it and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Find an insurance company like that.
Oh, I'd love to. If I can, I will. If not, I'll create it. If I could.
Let's say $20 a month.
That'd be beautiful.
You know, but you gotta have billions of dollars to start with.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Inner sight, and got a few minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what 8:47?
Right.
213-816-1650 on the phones, and our deepest condolences. Yeah, our deepest condolences to. The poor woman who was shot and the family.
Yeah. Yeah, they rest in peace.
Unfolding.
Developing story still.
Development
in
New High Park.
Yeah. They still haven't gotten an answer, gotten the suspect because it's still developing. Last check right now.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
They'll catch him.
They'll catch him, yeah.
All right. In a sight. Tomorrow night is the funnies over here. We're going to have some fun over here. We got Louie will be coming in. And we'll tell you how Dean Martin got drunk over Jimmy Stewart's house. And by popular demand is Howard Stern. Not Howard Stern. Cosell.
Yep.
Or as we call them, Cosell Howie.
That's right.
By the way, Stern, if you're listening, you're welcome to come on the show.
Yes, anytime.
I was on his show many years ago.
I know, you told me, man. That must have been fun.
Yeah, he called me Blind Frank.
Oh, geez.
That's all right.
That must have been fun.
Yeah. So, these politicians, you know, now you're going to have them, especially in Nassau County, now you're going to have the speeches on guns. Watch. All the speeches are going to come out on guns, and not a damn thing is going to be done.
That's the truth. Nothing ever is done until there are hundreds and hundreds of people lost. That's when it's done.
Yeah.
That's
no, it doesn't stop. It keeps going. What do you mean?
Yes, it does. It perpetuates. It just keeps going, and it's horrible.
But they don't protect against it.
No, yeah. You're not going to get rid of guns. That
You can't stop people from getting guns, but you can protect against it.
That's right.
You got a better chance protecting against it with our idea with the
dogs,
firearm dog and the armed guard.
Yeah, if the dog sits down, see, somebody says if the dog, you know, jumps up onto the person, well, that's not a good idea if the person's armed underneath his clothing. That's not a good idea. Better.
No. Dogs are not. The dog is not trained like that.
No, they're trained to
dog
sit down.
Dog is trained to alert.
That's
the
right.
guard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This guy
sit
has
down,
a weapon.
Yeah, sit down, lie down. A lot of them roll over. They do all different things to alert, you know. Most of them are
No. The dog will bark.
Oh, that too, yeah.
And so the body language indicates
that,
you know, you got to search this person.
Right.
Stop him, you know.
Yeah.
See, that's what a firearm dog should do.
What about,
you know,
the bomb dogs? I think they do something different. And then also the narcotic dogs do something different too.
Oh, bomb dogs are different.
Yeah.
You know, they'll find explosives and they'll make a big deal out of it. They're very proud and they'll whine and all that.
Really?
Yeah. But they won't go near
that's
it.
That's cute, though.
They won't ruffle it.
No.
Yeah.
But that's good.
But they react and let the officer know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met
all right, inner sight.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I met a bomb dog and a drug dog once, and they were here in Farmingdale, and they were talking about the two dogs. It was cool. It really was. Watching them being trained.
Yeah, dogs
really cool.
are really good to have.
Awesome. Yeah.
They can help a lot, you know.
Yeah,
they don't employ them. They don't use them.
It's terrible. They should use them more.
They're not using them the way they should to prevent these kinds of things, you know?
Yeah, I know. They should use them tenfold. Not even, you know, a little bit. They should be using them tenfold to make sure that they have enough coverage in a lot of areas that are weak in security. They really need to.
That's an example of how the politicians are not learning.
No,
they're afraid of change.
That's right.
Yeah.
Terrible.
That's why a lot of this stuff goes undone.
That's right.
All right, so tomorrow night we'll be with you on the funnies.
Mm-hmm.
Right here live on Inner Sight. And my buddy Jimmy Dinigan will be here.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what Jimmy's going
Jimmy
to be
do
up
this
to.
Time? I know.
You never know.
You got to find out from Kramer.
Tune in tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And we'll bring you another episode.
Yeah.
Of Dinigan and the Frolics. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we need more progressive politicians.
Yes, that's
what
true.
We need.
Yeah.
You know, people that are not afraid of change. People that are going
to
say, hey, this is a great idea. The government's been putting out all this money. You know, let's do something different. Let's present this and see how far we get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not worry about stupid statements like political suicide and we can't do this and people need this and all this other crap.
Yeah, yeah. Now that's for somebody else to worry about, not us.
We need politicians to get away from that kind of attitude.
Yep, you do.
Progressive.
Yep.
You know. And we're going to try to appeal to the people who are running coming up in November who want to save the government money.
That's right. And save the government, period.
Good shot.
A lot of people just are starting not to care anymore. That's really sad. You know?
So, Inner Sight, and again, our tentative demonstration on the nursing home, September 17th, Saturday, 11 to 2, location to be announced. We need people at the site, of course, but we also need people online to gather together and to send out the message and help us, you know, not only to the news media, but to the politicians.
That's right.
And try to find people who are going to respond.
That's right.
That's the only way this situation is going to change. You don't want to go to a nursing home?
Yeah.
Do something about it.
Right. Be more, you know, progressive yourself and try to, you know, knock everything to get it down to, you know, okay, we're going to demonstrate with you. You know, we're going
to
help
you. I don't
want
to go to no damn nursing home. And I'm more of the age.
Oh, yes, you are. But I'll make sure you don't.
Go to one of those damn places.
I'll make sure you don't. If you
I'm making sure myself I don't.
Yeah.
By doing this show.
Yeah.
By telling people, by letting people know,
that's
by
right.
trying to get to these politicians, trying to get the money to start a foundation or even an insurance company
that
would keep
of
people
that
out of nursing homes.
The other night, and I said, well, let me see what Frank thinks when I mention it. I figured that wouldn't be a bad idea.
You mentioned what?
About the insurance company, if we could start one.
Oh, insurance, yeah. You could find the money.
Yeah, I think it would
be a lot of money.
Or maybe even if they have, or even if they have one, you know, see how, you know, it would, you know, be developed more for what we wanted as opposed to.
Even if you start with one, two, three, or half a dozen people, you still need the money.
Yeah, it's true. But we have to slowly build it. That's all if we do it.
But you can't leave them in a...
No, you can't.
In a vulnerable position if you...
No, we're not.
Have an insurance company
an
and you know, can't back them up.
That's right. Vulnerability is not an answer.
All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Inner Sight Frolics. Go to innersight.info. Innersight.info. Check out our website.
Mm-hmm.
And again, anyone out there who would like to make $20 every time you help us with the site, call us. Let
yes,
us
please.
Know. Because we need that kind of help.
Definitely.
All right. I want to thank all our friends, all our listeners.
Yes, thank you.
Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and be with you tomorrow night. We'll have some fun here on the Inner Sight. So Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Inner Sight forever.
Yes. Good night, everyone.